All right, this week's Parshas is Parshas Vayakel.
Parshas Vayakel. So.
Wait, bye, y'all. See you later.
Okay, welcome back, folks. I mean, sorry, can't say that. Parshas Vayakel, Lisa, for welcome us back, introducing the Parsha. I want to introduce a new idea. So we know that in the Parsha, there are two, in the Torah, there are 39 categories of Malacha for Shabbos that we know. Only two of them are mentioned in the Torah openly. And those two are mentioned both in this week's Parsha. The first one is right away to begin the Parsha, Lo Tivar Esh B'chol Moshvasechem. You cannot burn fire in your dwellings, in your area. The second one is toward the end of the third Aliyah, when it talks about when Moshe commanded Bnei Yisrael to bring donations to the Mishkan. They've really reached their max. They've already gotten to the point where they don't need anymore. And the Gemara goes through a whole halachic loops to figure out, to understand how we extract the prohibition of carrying on Shabbos from this specific pasuk. But this is where it's found. Now, what's interesting to me was that, first of all, like I said, these are only two malachos talked about in the entire Torah out of the 39. They're very, very different. They're very, very opposite. And you have to ask yourself a question, why are these two specific malachos become the models for the rest of the malachos?
In the whole Torah?
In the whole Torah. No, there are 39 malachos of Shabbos. I'm talking about Hilchos Shabbos. Only two of them are mentioned. Why I say the opposite? Because think about what fire is. Fire is the ultimate sense of passion, of commitment, of involvement, of doing. In fact, when was fire invented? When was it the first time it was created? By Adam Arishon on the first Motzei Shabbos. When he wanted to be Mavdil ben Kodesh Lechol, when he wanted to distinguish between the holiness of Shabbos and the mundane of the weekday, he created fire, which is, of course, the reason why we have fire on Motzei Shabbos, on Favdala, and the reason why we don't have it on Yontiv. You ever notice that? When you make Havdala on a Motzei Yontiv, you don't have fire because that's not a Motzei Shabbos. So Motzei Shabbos has that concept. Why? Because fire was created on Motzei Shabbos. That was the example. That was the malacha that Adam chose to do. He could have tore something. He could have broken something. He could have built something. There's so many things he could have done. He could have written something that would have been a malacha. There's so many things he could have done. He chose fire.
The easiest.
Perhaps it's not for
you
us.
You start writing something, breaking something.
No, in those days you have to take together. It wasn't striking a match like today.
2024.
Like lighting a flicking, you know.
Pretty simple.
Fire has a lot of power to it, a lot of energy to it. Fire is passion. Fire represents the Yetzirah, the passion of desire. It represents the Yetzirah Tov, the passion of commitment in Torah. Fire, from the moment it's created, It offers light, it offers warmth. Fire can build something and create things. It can cook something, can burn something, it can break something. Fire has the ability to be in this world and the next world. You know, the word fire in Hebrew is Esh. Eretz and Shemayim, Aleph and Shin. Right? It balances the physical world because it's something which you can see, you can touch it, but you can't really hold it. It has a spiritual component to it as well. So there's a lot going on in this fire thing. On the other hand, take the last malacha of the prohibition of carrying. The Gemara tells us that carrying is considered a very light malacha, like a very almost insignificant, not that it's less prohibited, but it doesn't have the same trappings of all other malachos. Why not? Because there's nothing that changes in the object itself. All other of the forbidden categories of work on Shabbos, of malachos on Shabbos, all impact the actual object. If I burn something, I make a fire, I change it. If I write something, I added a letter. If I build something, if I destroy something, I'm always creating a change in the object itself. Except by carrying, the object stays exactly the same. I change locations. Geographically, it changes, but not to the object itself. And therefore, the Gemara says it's a light prohibition. And think about, how does the Torah teach us this category of work? By saying, don't carry Moshe Rabbeinu said to them, stop bringing things. Don't carry. Resist from carrying. See, even the way it's taught to us, even the way it's taught to us, is taught in a very passive way. So here you have these two malachos. On one hand, you have fire, which is full of passion. It connects the low upper world and the low world. It builds, it creates, it has warmth. And then you have carrying, which is like almost nothing. In the category of levels of malacha, prohibited work, it's at the bottom. In the way it's taught to us, it's very passive. So why are these two malachos given the bookends almost, the opposites, diametrically opposite type of personalities and attributes, given as the two malachos which give us the guidelines of Shabbos? So on one hand you could say, because the opposite, it teaches us a larger parameter. But I think it's teaching us something else also. And that is that throughout our week, we are engaged in a lot of energized and passionate type of involvement. We're going to work, we're doing things, we're struggling with different things. We're supposed to be, unless you're a Z generation, okay? And you're supposed to be like involved and engaged and passionate and doing things. Come Shabbos, the Torah says, slow down. There's a part of Shabbos which is reflected in the malacha of carrying, where you resist from moving, where you rein in a little bit some of that passion, because you want to focus everything on the spiritual connection that we have to Hashem during Shabbos. Because sometimes passion has a place which can be great, but like fire, it can sometimes build and can sometimes destroy. And sometimes our involvement and our passion for what we do and things that we're doing gets in the way of our Shabbos. It gets in the way of our connection to Hashem. Mm. You don't talk about business on Shabbos, even though during the week you can be passionate about it. You can be engaged and involved with it. But on Shabbos you say, no, not today. We don't carry things over from one domain to the next domain. Nothing is changing. But I'm just letting you know, this is where you stop. Here are the boundaries. Here are the borders. This is where we don't go anymore. That's why the passage says, "Lo tevaru esh b'chol moshe v'sechem." Don't let fire live in all of your dwellings. In other words, all of us live in multiple dwellings. We all live in that, and we try to unify them and synchronize them. But we live in our home, we live in our shul, we live in our workplace. There's, on Shabbos, we're not living with the same passion, b'chol moshe v'sechem, of all of your dwelling places. We live focused on one of them. And that's what Shabbos is. Shabbos allows us to know how to rein in that passion and that energy that sometimes we need throughout the week to keep us going and get involved and do different things. But come Shabbos and says, no, but our borders and boundaries as well. And sometimes we need a little bit softer passivity without that much change. Without changing so much, we kind of stay within our boundaries where we are today and just energize that and focus on that and work with that. And that's why the Torah chose these two specific malachos for Shabbos, to teach us that as much as we are during the weekday with that power of Esh, but then Shabbos takes us to another realm, another place, another domain, that we remain there, specifically using that Esh, not b'chol moshe v'sechem, but some of them. But I think this also lesson even has an applicable lesson even for the weekday, because we know Shabbos is the makor, is the energy for the entire week. You know, here in America, we call Shabbos the weekend. But we know it's really the week beginning, it's the week start, it's the start of the week. The entire days of creation were not counted on our calendar. We started the world from the creation of Adam Arishon, from Rosh Hashanah. That was a Shabbos. That was an Erev Shabbos and a Shabbos. Then the week began.
Really?
Yeah, really.
So the first day...
The last day of creation...
Oh, wait, it says the first day he made...
Heaven and the earth.
Heaven and the earth.
So that was not on... That's, we don't count that as a day on our calendar. Rosh Hashanah, that was like the last 5 days of Elul, and we count Rosh Hashanah as the first day of Tishrei, of Tishrei as the beginning of the year, the beginning of the world. Okay?
I'm so confused that we could discuss
we'll talk about
this
that after.
On a different...
Okay.
And you probably, I just wanted to say, first of all...
Wait, let me just finish.
Oh, you're not done?
Not yet, sorry. Oh. Can't get me that easy. Sorry. Thank you. Rest of my
TikTok.
Okay. The rest of my balalatim. So during the week, we'll also have times that we have to know that as much as we live in places of energy and passion and connection, there are times and places we have to kind of pull back. And that's very relevant to how we interact with people, spouses, children, when we want to sometimes give them the guidance or show them what to do and tell them what to do. And sometimes people need their space. And sometimes we want to make sure our children don't fail or fall. And sometimes they have to. We have to learn how to kind of rein in sometimes some of our involvement. And we have to know everything has its place and time. And not everything is meant to be done with the same energy. And the balance of life is to know how to take that energy and that passion, use it when it's meant to be used, but rein it in when it needs to be reined in. And that's the combination of these two malachas. It's the combination of the passion of fire with the boundaries and the limitations of carrying, not taking that fire to the wrong domain at the wrong time. So whether it's a guideline of Shabbos and how we connect to Shabbos, or whether it's a guideline of how we interact during a weekday as well, knowing the proper time, the proper place to use that energy, to use that passion, to help and to create and not to destroy and hurt, to keep within the boundaries of which we're supposed to be kept. And with that, we have a beneficial use of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's gift to the world of fire. And when we understand that, then the passion of Shabbos becomes much more balanced as well. So that's the message of Pesukim Parshas Vayakel, a message of the two Malachos of Shabbos, the only two which are mentioned openly in the Parsha, in the Torah. Thank you. Now you can talk.
Thank you. You actually said a lot of things I didn't know. I mean, you do every week, but this week I actually listened. But my brain, by the way, has like multiple domains, I think. Like multiple personalities. Deborah, Moshe Baruch Hu, Lambo, Z, I died. Obviously, you're in class right now, I hope. Hi, Niv. Wow, Niv, I haven't seen you in a while.
Time. Welcome back. Echo Krendian. We slid into the
Instagram Live.
Slid in to see it. Hope everyone's doing well. Question, comments, concerns.
Oh my god, you're still on. Hey. Dad, I wasn't trying to hold in my lap since I read that.
Thank you, Jana. How could we find the balance between the two, or did you explain it and I didn't hear? I didn't really fully explain it. It's a good question.
Wow, you were really, wow.
How to find the balance between the two. And it's a tough one. It's not a one-minute answer. But I think the first thing, everything we say is in the industry, as you know, is to have a sense of awareness. And sometimes, even though you can justify that energy sometimes, you have to say, is this really the right time and place for it? You know, without trying to get political per se, but
today's elections.
Without getting political per se, but you know, one of the challenges of a healthy progressiveness, which is when we take our agenda beyond the vision. In other words, you always need a vision for growth and advancement. But when sometimes people focus on their agenda beyond what the vision should be, that's when progressiveness becomes woke, and that's when it gets lost and gets distracted into what could be a very, very beneficial purpose and goal, but sometimes it gets distracted by that because we put our agenda in front of the vision. So that's an example of having a passion which needs to be reined in to do something in a proper way. Hope that gives you somewhat of a picture.
I have a very non-intellectual question. Hi, Winnie. My father calls you Winnie. I don't even do that. Z, I can't. Z's question, what two parts was she talking about?
About the balance between the fire and the... And
oh.
Mari Gutesh.
And by the way, we could carry on Shabbos.
Not without an Arab.
Right.
Who's Winnie? Mari Gutesh, welcome back. Well, I missed you. Please listen to this. I think you'll enjoy it. Okay, I'm going to... get ready for my clients, to be honest.
Shout out therapist.
Shout out. Yeah, putting fire. Look at that. Who did that? Thank you. There you go. What do I say? Yes. Okay.
You're here.
Then
now you don't need to book a session ASAP. We are done.
So no, we're going to post it on the Instagram. on Torah2's Instagram, so you can get it from there. Okay? Okay, folks. Love you all. Thanks for joining. Don't forget, we love you with the heart.
And don't forget,
Torah is not just for Tuesday. We'll see you with Hashem next week. Spread the light. Keep the passion. But keep the passion the way that really builds and burns with the goodness of life. Love you guys.